The Senate Finance Committee added a provision in an unrelated bill to allow communities more leeway for the types of matching funds they can use in applying for a harbor construction grant from the State Department of Transportation. Specifically, it would let towns match with the state maintenance money they receive when they agree to take ownership of the facilities. That could make a big difference for Petersburg, where Glo Wallen is harbor master.
It means that we will be able to use the money that was given to Petersburg for deferred maintenance in the North Harbor as match money for other state funds. Prior to this, it was excluded from that opportunity. So we were sitting here with $2.5 million that we'd put in the bank, and it grew a little bit of interest, but that's all we had. Now we will be able to apply through the state harbor funding program to use that as a 50% match.
If the bill gets final approval from Governor Sean Parnell, Wallen is optimistic about Petersburg's chances of winning a 50% matching grant to replace North Harbor's half-century-old float system.
Because of the date of this harbor and the age of it, and that it had made it to the top rung of the DOT replacement process prior to them turning over the harbors to the municipalities, it stands a good chance. Everybody knows that the North Harbor here in Petersburg is one of the oldest ones out there.
Finance Committee Co-Chair Bert Stebman of Sitka has been working with Petersburg on the issue for several years.
We were unable to get a solution with DOT through regulations, and the only option remained was a statutory change. So, you know, we had the opportunity to make that adjustment. And, you know, my staff had worked on this for quite a while. So I'm glad that we moved this thing forward and get it to a resolution. I remember that harbor when I was a little boy, you know, 6, 7 years old, 8 years old down there walking around with my granddad on the same old harbor.
The state built Petersburg's North Harbor in 1958. The city agreed to take ownership of the dilapidated facility in 2006 in exchange for the $2.5 million of maintenance money. But rather than trying to repair the structure, city officials decided it would make more sense just to replace it. Stedman agreed.
And if we didn't make the statute change, they would have had to take the money and put it into the old harbor, which said earlier, was ready to float down the Narrows, and it made absolutely no sense. So the city would have sat there with millions of dollars on the books that they could never use. So it was just one of these ridiculous situations that we needed to get rectified.
While Petersburg's concerns prompted the statutory change, other cities might benefit if they still have state maintenance money they receive when they accepted ownership of their harbors. How much cities will benefit will depend on how much money lawmakers decide to make available for the harbor grant program. The harbor language is part of House Bill 119, which is otherwise focused on a different issue, broadening the role that the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority can play in infrastructure projects around the state. The bill next goes to the governor for his signature. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.